Good afternoon. It's 4:44. This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. A deal to bring Major League Soccer to Charlotte appears to be slipping away. The Mecklenburg County Commission voted in favor of a stadium financing plan this morning. Then the Charlotte City Council said it won't vote on the idea. That vote had been scheduled for tomorrow. WFAE's David Borax has been following this story, and he's with me now. David, why was the city vote canceled?
Well, in a word, Mark, time. Council members didn't get a formal presentation about this until Monday night, and there was no time to ask questions then. At least two council members complained then about the lack of discussion and the tight deadline. The mayor said there were too many other things on the agenda. In the past few days, more council members have joined the skeptics, and it's been looking like it wouldn't pass. I talked to Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles this afternoon, and she says the city has had success in the past working with pro sports teams like the Hornets and the Panthers, but this one just came up too quickly.
Major League Soccer is something that would be great in our city, but we have to be able to express and understand the project, the deal, and what the community's reaction is, and we didn't have the time to do that.
And Mayor Jennifer Roberts also says a major deal like this just needs more time.
Well, before we talk about the county's vote today, why are both the city and the county involved in this?
Well, the county owns the site, Memorial Stadium, so no matter what happens there, the ownership group will need the county's support. And the city's involved because it has a budget to help pay for the stadium.
David, why did county commissioners vote to support this idea?
Well, it was a 5-3 vote. Commissioner James was out at a funeral in Florida, so he didn't get to vote. But 5 of the 6 Democrats supported the deal, and their big thing was economic development. I talked to Commissioner Trevor Fuller afterwards, and he said it would help the Elizabeth neighborhood, especially the area between the stadium and 7th Street.
We've had some analysis of that that shows that about $500 to $700 million of economic development is possible.
And the 3 no votes came from Democrat Pat Cotham and Republicans Matthew Ridenour and Jim Puckett. Puckett objected to tearing down the old building, and he didn't want to give tax dollars to a for-profit business. Ridenour worries it would limit the county's ability to pay for other projects in the future, like schools and parks.
It's not necessarily that we're going to axe something from the budget today. It just means that tomorrow and for the next 25 years, there are things that we will not be able to do.
The money would have to come from the county's capital budget for infrastructure and other large projects. However, County Manager Dina DiOrio says the county has the capacity to fund the stadium project.
And David, remind us, what is Major League Soccer trying to accomplish?
Well, the league is picking 2 expansion teams later this year, and at least 10 cities are in the running, and that includes Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham. The ownership group here in Charlotte is headed by Bruton and Marcus Smith of the racetrack owner Speedway Motorsports in Concord. They'd have to pay a $150 million fee to the MLS for the new team, and they need a stadium, and MLS prefers stadiums near downtown, so that's why they were considering Memorial Stadium. The Smiths asked the county and city to help pay for a new $175 million stadium where Memorial Stadium is now. You know, it opened in 1936, but it's run down and it really needs attention. The county and the city would have paid around $44 million each in the deal. The owners would have paid the rest. The county would have still owned it, but the team owners would have controlled it. You know, that's a lot like the deal the Hornets have with the city for the NBA arena.
Any comment from Speedway Motorsports Marcus Smith?
No, he says he won't be making any statements today. A representative says any steps are still to be determined. I'm not really sure what that means. I suppose they could find another way to finance the stadium, and they would still need county approval, but that seems like a long shot given the tight deadline of Tuesday here. And Marcus Smith has said previously that without public financing, the bid is dead.
And you mentioned other cities. What are they trying to do to lure a Major League Soccer team?
Well, I'm not up on all the bids, but I can say that many have been a lot quieter than here in Charlotte. It's been so public here because of the request for public money. You know, some cities are coming around for a second try after failing to win franchises in previous expansions. Tampa-St. Petersburg is one of those, and that's a competitor here to the North Carolina cities. We do know that a bid in St. Louis is still alive after a vote by the city council, city officials this week. They're actually planning a referendum on stadium funding in February. And in Raleigh-Durham, an amateur and professional soccer organization called North Carolina Football Club is in the running. It recently purchased a women's professional team that's relocating to Raleigh from upstate New York. Plans include a new stadium in Cary, and, you know, there hasn't been much talk about that either. A spokesman told me that they are on track to submit a bid by Tuesday.
All right, WFAE's David Borax, thank you.